insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Indeed, and that is a sign, but most of them were not to be believers.
وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم.
And indeed, your Lord, He is the Exalted in Might, the Merciful.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 67th and 8th verses of chapter Shu'ara. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily, in this there is a sign, yet most of them do not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And verily, your Lord, certainly He is the Mighty, the Merciful. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. This is how the Holy Quran soothes the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teaches him patience by explaining the history of the previous nations and what happened to them. It seems that some people's eyes are always closed, their ears are always deaf, and their hearts are asleep. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Yet most of them do not believe. Where the people of Pharaoh with those wonderful scenes and events did not believe, the Prophet ﷺ should not surprise of this infidel people, and he would not be worried of their disbelief, because the history has contained many of them in it. The history tells us of the eventual status of such arrogant people. But the word Akthar has been mentioned in this noble verse, and the application of this word that means most of them is referring to this sense that some of the people of Pharaoh embraced the religion of Moses and joined his companions, and they were among the companions of Moses, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, afterwards. Not only Asiya, the Pharaoh's wife, and Moses' faithful friend, who is mentioned in the Holy Quran as the believer of the people of Pharaoh, but also some others, such as wizards, repented, and they were the ones who joined Moses. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, the Holy Quran says. Most of them did not believe.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
we
approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ The 68th verse says, And verily your Lord is certainly the mighty, the merciful. In this verse, through a short and expressive sentence, the Holy Quran refers to the unlimited power and mercy of the Lord. It is because of His might that whenever He subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He issues the command of destruction of rebellious nation. He issues the command of destroying a tyrannical group. He's not in need of sending down an army of the angels from the heaven, and nor is He in need of sending an army of jinn. No, He may order the water, which is the cause of their life, to put them to their own death. And that very Nile River, which was the source of wealth and power for the people of Pharaoh, that very river becomes the place of their dead bodies. This is how they die. This is one of those signs. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ This is a sign. This is for the people to take admonitions. And it is from His mercy that He does not haste in issuing this command. He respites them for years. He sends miracles to them. He sends prophets to them. He completes the argument. And He does not haste in their punishment. And it is also from His mercy that He makes these oppressed slaves free from the grips of these cruel and tyrannical rulers. This point is noteworthy, that it is repeatedly mentioned in the Holy Quran that by the command of Allah, Moses ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam made the children of Israel pass that sea, that bahr, and in a few occurrences, the word yam has been used for. Now, what is the difference of the words bahr and yam? We are not sure whether they refer to the vast and great river of Nile or whether they refer to the Red Sea. We are not sure. But whatever they are, there are some evidences which show that the purpose is the great river of Nile. Because the word Bahr in Arabic, as Raghib in Mufradat says, originally means vast and abundant water. And the word Yam means the same. So, applying these two words for Nile does not necessarily mean that the Holy Quran is referring to something else, and it could be that applying these two words for the same Nile River is the same thing. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, By all the lies and treachery, life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.